The tour player secret to better ball striking. If you're like most golfers, in any given round you'll hit a mixture of thin, fat, heel and toe shots, which becomes very frustrating and costs you a lot of shots. If you're not making consistently solid contact with the center of the club or putter, your distance control and your accuracy will be nowhere near as good as it could be. So what's the solution? I'm sure you've heard the tip, keep your head down, to improve ball striking. But how many of us know the roles that the eyes play in this? Is hitting the ball thin not because you lift your head up, but because your eyes are looking at the top of the ball? And is hitting it fat actually because your eyes follow the club back and don't return to the bottom of the ball? Let's take a look. Quiet eyes, the secret to better ball striking. The term quiet eyes was coined by Professor Joan Vickers, a specialist in kinesiology, which is the study of body movement. In one study, she wanted to find out how elite golfers use their eyes. She put headgear on golfers, which allowed her to see exactly where the players were focusing their eyes before, during, and after a shot. What she discovered was that elite golfers have a common pattern of fixation of their eyes during a shot, which is different to an average player. She found that the average player is more erratic with their gaze, and they don't hold their gaze on the ball for as long before taking the club back. They also tend to follow the ball with their eyes. The result of this is a more inconsistent strike on the golf ball, which equates to several lost shots per round. Breaking it down further, she found that the most important factor in the difference in ball striking was the length of fixation on the golf ball right before the shot. Elite players fix their eyes on the ball for an average of 2 seconds, while the average player fixed their eyes on the ball for an average of 1.5 seconds. And believe it or not, this half a second makes a difference. Golf is a hand-eye coordination sport. The eyes tell the body what it needs to do. The ball is essentially an intermediary target in the process of hitting a good golf shot. Another study was performed by Dr. Mark Wilson, a lecturer in human movement science, and it involved reminding players to briefly focus on the exact spot they wish to send the ball and settle their eyes back on the ball and hold them there. Dr. Wilson conducted a study with two groups of golfers. One practiced on different aspects of their putting stroke, and the other group focused on a visualization technique of fixating the eyes between the ball and target and holding their gaze on an exact spot on the ball for 2 to 3 seconds before taking the putter back. The results were convincing. Those who worked on the quiet eye technique were far more accurate than those who focused on their stroke. Another interesting result was that the group who were visualizing had lower heart rates and less muscle twitching. In other words, they were showing less performance anxiety. In putting, the quality of the ball strike is something that gets better with better players. They simply keep their eyes focused for longer on the back of the ball. Dr. Wilson says he encourages his students to gaze on the back of the ball, which is the contact point for the putter, for a brief period before starting the putting action, long enough to say back of the cup to themselves. Such intense focus on the ball blocks out negative interference from mental chatter and allows the brain to process the aiming information and direct the body in the proper motions to get the ball to where you want it to go. Immediately after each putt, before they saw where the ball went, the students then had to grade themselves out of 10 on the quality of the strike. So this started to become the goal for each putt. If you can consistently hit the ball out the center of the putter, you will putt more consistently. Watch the world's best players and you'll notice them switching their gaze between the ball and the target, which is known as the scan path, and then they fixate their eyes on the ball for 2 to 3 seconds and then remain in that same position 1 to 2 seconds after putting. Try this. With putting accounting for about 45% of an average golfer's shots, this can be an easy way to shave strokes off your handicap and putt better under pressure. Further testament to this was that the same two groups of golfers were then put in a high-pressure environment competing for a prize. Those who had been learning the visualization techniques sunk 16% more putts than the group who had not. they had a lower heart rate and struck the ball more purely. Proof that simple techniques can help you perform better under pressure. Tom Watson once said, "I often get asked what I look at when I'm hitting the ball. I narrow my focus to one dimple at the back center of the ball. That's where I want to hit it." Try it. It gives you a better chance of staying down through the shot and making solid contact. So when you're focusing on the ball before taking the club back, pick out a single dimple to look at. So your process is going to go like this. Ball, target. Ball, target. Ball for 2 to 3 seconds, focusing on a single dimple, and swing. And if it's a putt, I recommend keeping your focus where the ball was for another 1 to 2 seconds after the putt's been hit. Give that a go, and I'm confident your ball striking is going to improve and your scores are going to come down. Thanks for listening. This is David McKenzie from GolfStateOfMind.com.